John Legend. All of me on K-World 7.1. We play your music. Brian, are you with me?
I am here.
Awesome. Brian Caribou from Cheesehead TV. Gonna talk a little Packers with us. So Brian, what happened yesterday? What happened last night?
It was a disappointing performance for the Green Bay Packers to be heading into the game before their bye week against the New Orleans Saints. They wanted to ride that momentum. They had won four straight games coming into this night, into Sunday night, and they just were outclassed by a Saints team that, you know, plays well at home, plays well at the Superdome. The Saints winning 13 straight primetime games, make it 14 now. Drew Brees looks like the all-pro quarterback he's always been. He really carved up the Packers secondary last night, and the Packers lose a disappointing one, 44-23.
Yeah, I watched a little, most of the game, and at first, you know, the Packers just looked solid. They made that quick first touchdown. Rodgers seemed to be in a rhythm. The whole team seemed to be in a rhythm. A lot of back and forth was going, and then it looked like Rodgers might have hurt his hamstring or something like that.
Yeah, that's one of the stories coming out of the game. The Packers really did look good up through halftime. It was back and forth. One team scored, and the next team answered, whether it was a touchdown, whether it was field goals. And then the Saints just started pulling away in the second half. And part of the reason they pulled away was the hamstring injury to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, he tried to gut through it. But you could tell just his mobility was kind of limited. You know, from that point forward, he wasn't, when there was pressure, he wasn't able to escape the pocket like he was usually able to do. It really kind of hampered the Packers' offense a little bit. And, you know, I suppose the timing of this upcoming bye week is good. It allows, you know, Aaron Rodgers to get healthy and anybody else who's kind of nursing injuries on this team. And hopefully they'll be ready for the stretch run when they come back.
Sounds like a plan. I'm hoping for another victory as they take on the Bears after their bye week. Another Sunday night game. I mean, what are your predictions for that?
Yeah, it's a few weeks away right now, but I mean, it's, you know, a game within the division is certainly important. Coming off a loss to the Saints, the Packers are going to want to get back on the winning track, and a win against a division opponent like the Bears would certainly do it. You know, they're kind of neck and neck with the Detroit Lions within the division right now, so any games within the NFC North will be very important, and the Packers are going to want to, you know, get back to their winning ways after a deflating loss in New Orleans.
Yeah, I never thought I'd hear the day where, or see the day where I said we have to watch out for the Detroit Lions, but they're pulling quick ones recently, and hopefully the Packers can continue a somewhat winning season. So thanks, Brian. How did I do?
Very good.
I appreciate it. Brian, it's a pleasure. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. More music coming up on your way on K107.1.